The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable by request for the Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg from our friends at Avalon HR. We've got Chip Wood in the house, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing, and Kirk Waters, who's with Business Development. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
They
good
requested morning. A little Beatles, Tuxman.
That's right. Hey, let's don't hide from it. Tell it like it is.
That's right. They gave us a break this year, right? We have till May the 1st, I think, to file our taxes.
Thank you so much. What is happening in the world of HR, I suspect, quite a bit.
Now, there's always something going on. we've been extremely busy. Got a lot of new businesses starting up. Got a lot of businesses that we've had in for quite a while that are adding more people to their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of businesses in the area are growing.
That's good news.
It is good news. It is good news. I had a call last night at 9:30. Girl in South Florida is growing her business and wanted to make sure that, you know, we could handle a couple of states that they're moving into. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm. So you've got businesses growing, which means more hiring.
Yes.
That's one of the services you assist with.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So how does that work? They call you, they say, okay, we want to get signed up with you. Can you help us get some new employees on board? How would all that work?
Well, the first steps usually are getting in contact with myself or Kirk. And then what we'll do is we'll make out a worksheet just so we can understand the type of business that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we know what the type of business it is, then Kirk or myself, we then put together an assessment and send it to the workers' comp carrier and have them take a look at it and make sure that it qualifies under all of their criteria.
Okay. And then from there, you would take over in terms of setting up interviews and that kind of thing?
Yep.
Or do you do the interviewing or do you assist the employer or how does that work?
We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, if the employer wants us to vet employees for them, we are set up to do that. And Stacy does a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's things to ask and things not to ask.
Gotcha. Right.
And we know those things.
During the hiring process as easily as you can.
I was in HR for a while, so yes, I do know that.
My dad taught me one thing in business many, many years ago, and that's never say something to somebody you can't repeat in a court of law.
Right.
Or in front of your mother.
That's right. Well, that's probably more important, actually.
Right. That's exactly right. Yep. So Avalon HR, just in case someone is not familiar with your company, tell us a little bit about some of the services that you do provide. I mean, some of it's obvious, but maybe not so obvious.
Right. I mean, we are what's called a PEO, which is a professional employer organization. So we handle payroll. We handle benefits of all types, whether it be dental, vision, medical, what we call the ancillary lifestyle type of benefits that are available through a lot of different providers. We can help with that. We workers' compensation, as Chip mentioned, and that's administration of all those things as well. That's what takes up so much time for a business owner. You know, you have a claim or you have an unemployment claim or things like that. You're spending hours going through or your designated person is spending hours going through that. And that's where we can give that time back to the owner because we take that load off of them. So payroll, HR, benefits, workers' compensation, really anything involving your employees, we can take as much of that off your plate as you would like us to.
Okay, and so you also help with the medical, correct?
We do, and that's why Stacy is not here today.
I was going to say, Stacy's not here, Stacy Orange.
Well, she's doing an open enrollment meeting with one of our clients.
Right.
So talk a little bit about that. When you say open enrollment, what are you referring to?
Well, she's going on site with this client and is going through. There's always little tweaks and changes to the plans when they come around for renewal. So she's going through and letting them know, hey, this is what it is. I think we actually have some new things that Stacy was talking about that are going to be available to our clients. So she's going through that with them. Hey, this is what you had last year. You may want to look at this or this, mm-hmm. or do you want to make any changes? Because you can make those changes at open enrollment. Maybe you want to change your medical plan from one to the other. So she's doing all that with them, really acting as a counselor for them as they go through and select their benefits for the next year. That's a lot different than if you have your own plan through maybe an agent or something. And if they're not doing that part of it for you, your employees are kind of flying blind. You know, they're maybe going online and making some selections without having the knowledge that they need to really make the choices that are best for their family.
Well, that's an invaluable service because right. it affects someone for the entire year and sure. their family. So, and a lot of times when you're a CEO of a smaller business, you don't have time to do all that.
No, you
Plus,
don't.
You may not, no offense, have the knowledge.
That's
to really, because everything's changing constantly, it seems yep. like. There's always new rules, new things happening every single year.
Yep.
What are some of the biggest changes you've seen this year?
Well, I mean, anytime you have a change of administration, there's always, you know, changes that you're seeing. I was at the State of the Economy lunch yesterday with the Pensacola Chamber, did a great job of putting that on.
Right.
And so you had a tax attorney, I forget which company it was, they were out of Tallahassee. You also had a local financial person that was doing his presentation. It's amazing the changes to the laws that happen. So if there's a change that would affect your 401k, we're able to talk to you about that. If there's a change that could involve medical, there's always something there. We can help you with that. So there's always a lot of change. One of the big ones, of course, we talked about last week was the tax on tips thing.
Yes.
You know, those are all things that we can walk a company through. We can really let them know how this is going to affect their business and how it's going to affect you know, their bottom line.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're talking this morning with our friends from Avalon HR. Chip Wood is here along with Kirk Waters. They can answer your questions. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Yep. And if anybody's experts on HR, these two are. So if you have a question, don't hesitate to call or text in at 850-437-1620. So what are some of the other things that you're seeing now? What are the, when the calls come in from your clients, it's springtime, it's March. What are some of the things that people are addressing from an HR perspective?
A lot of it's hiring.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's hiring.
Especially with spring break coming up.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, that's right.
I just had to answer a text right there that someone was asking me about some information for some health packets that they need. And mm-hmm. so. Actually, it's a friend of yours also.
Oh, I'll have to find out who that is.
We do a lot in the hospitality arena as well.
Yes.
So those folks are
gearing
getting
up
ready.
Now,
they're
yes.
gearing right now. Spring break just started. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably the first big week of it. Then there's going to yeah. be a little bit of a lull through, you know, mid-April to mid-May, and then you know, the what do they call it? 100 days of heaven, you know, out at the beach. That's where they're
depending on your perspective.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. So they've got to be fully staffed and they've mm-hmm. got to know what's going on. And, you know, the great thing is with our product and the platform we use, we can electronically onboard all these people, but if they want to come into the office, then
we're set up for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, they can sure. come in and, right down there at 100 South Pace Boulevard and walk in and say, hey, I need to onboard and we can do that. But yeah, the electronic onboarding is very easy for them to do. And,
there's a lot of advantages to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the year, they can pull their own W-2s down, yeah.
not have
to sit around and wait for stuff yeah. to be mailed to you.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
We still have to do that with some people that yeah. are, shall we say, computer challenged.
Well, it's amazing how many people don't have bank accounts.
Don't make fun of us computer challenged.
I'm not, because I'm one of them too. So
I do pretty well, but I have to say that's constantly changing yeah, as well.
Absolutely.
It's hard to keep up. It really is.
Chip and I, our offices are located in the Hall of Misfits at Avalon, because it's just him and I back there. And we're the blind leading the blind when it comes to some of the computer
stuff.
Oh,
I don't know about that. You have a very successful business, and you certainly provide a lot of great services for a lot
and
of businesses.
And it's fun. You know, we got a call this last week. We're working on them now. Chip and I are working through these things together. And it's a, you know, it's funny because the name of it is Coral Bar or Corral Bar
uh-huh.
because it's in Montana. And Chip and I have been calling it Coral Bar for the last week because, you know, we're in Florida.
Corral.
And they said, no, it's Corral. We're
Corral.
In Montana. Yes. Like, oh, okay.
That's hilarious.
But that brings up another point, though, because we can do business in about every state there is. There's some states that are easier mm-hmm. than others. Licensing fees, registration fees. Some states, they have no licensing fees or no registration whatsoever.
Interesting.
And then there's some states that are quite strict on doing business in those states.
How does Florida rank in that mix?
Well, this is where the PEO industry actually started, was in Florida.
Really?
Actually, it started in the Tampa area.
And define again what PEO is.
Professional Employment Organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it started in Florida. That's interesting.
Yeah. It started in Florida.
Early 80s, maybe?
Yeah, about 35 years ago, I guess, because I've been doing this 28 years now.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of aging myself a little bit. But, you know, it's funny because it's an interesting industry because something is always different. Something is always changing. The fun part is you get to go in and look at different businesses all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've been in everything from, gosh, car manufacturing plants to funeral homes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's
this
it's,
month.
It's interesting understanding how different businesses work. Yeah. And you get a good idea of different business models and what is successful and, unfortunately, sometimes what's not.
So. Right.
But Chip and I bring an interesting perspective, both of us, because we're both former business owners.
That makes a difference.
So we've sat across the table from that business owner, and when we tell them, look, we have been where you are. We know the challenges that you face every day. And we know when we walk out of here, five things are going to come up in the next 10 minutes that are going to take your attention. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we understand that, and we can speak from a place of
we've been there and done it.
Been there, done that, yeah.
Sure.
And they respect that.
And you really, the typical business owner nowadays, truthfully, they just don't have time to fool with all this.
Right.
Oh, no.
They can't keep up with the rules, the regulations on, well, let's see now, state sales taxes due on the 19th. Then I got federal unemployment taxes are due on. I mean, you just can't keep up with all this because it changes constantly.
Right.
You know,
right.
Some months that have 28 days, well, like February, 28 days. Yeah. Well, those dates shift a little bit in the next month. But for the most part, you just don't need to worry about that. You focus on developing or selling your widget, and we'll take care of all the backroom operations and make sure everything's done in compliance in the state and federal level.
And typically, how does the fee structure work for that and for those services for a business?
We can do it several ways. It depends on number of employees, the amount of payroll, what you want to engage in. Are you interested in a lot of benefits, ancillary benefits? Are you going to manage those? Are we going to manage those? Typically, we'll manage everything that has to do with that. And so the pricing, there is really no set, I guess, pricing. It's determined by how much payroll you're actually going to run.
So it sounds like it's customized to each different business.
It is.
So it's not like a blanket thing that you do and come in and you have a package and that's it.
No.
You actually find out what their needs are and then customize their services and fees based on that.
And the nice thing is we can do it very quickly. You know, Chip and I sit down, we go through the information, he pulls all the numbers together. It can take us, you know, a day where some companies will say, well, I'll have a proposal back for you in 2 weeks. We know how critical this is to you, so we can turn it around in very short order and get them a pricing proposal back so that they can make a decision based on their unique circumstances. And that is a unique thing to Avalon HR. There's a lot of companies that can't do that because they don't have the flexibility. And the answer doesn't lie here. You know, they may have to go to some other place where the corporate office is and deal with these people and deal with these. Whereas everybody that is in the decision-making process for Avalon is sitting at 100 South Pace Boulevard, and we make those decisions right here locally.
Well, that makes a difference. Talking with our friends from Avalon HR, we have VP of Sales and Marketing, Chip Wood, and Benefits Manager. Stacey's not here. I'm looking at my list. And Kirk Waters, who's in business development. If you've got a question for them about HR or any of the things that you're hearing of the services they provide, text it in 850-437-1620. I know they'll do their best to answer.
Absolutely. And you know what? And there's a lot of things, because this is such a broad industry, that sometimes if I don't know the answer to something, I'll just tell somebody, hey, I just not sure on that. So let me double check and then I'll get right back with you. And
Well, I'm sure you have the resources to
do
that.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Too. Yep. Connections in the business, especially being a PEO.
Well, we're a member of NAPEO, which is National Association for Professional Employment Organizations. Mm-hmm. And we can go to their database if there's some obscure rule or law or, you know, what's the hiring age, minimum hiring age in Idaho?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
there's
different rules for different states. there's different wage base limits for different states. In other words, in Florida, the wage limit is $7,000. After someone reaches $7,000 in wages, for the employer, the SUTA and the FUTA drop off. That's the state unemployment and the federal unemployment taxing. That drops off of their billing. Well, that's $7,000 in Florida, but in Hawaii, I think it's like $42,500.
Montana. Wow. We were just looking at Montana, right? And
yep,
it's $43,000, I think is what it was.
$43,500.
Yeah. So you're paying, the employer is paying state unemployment on the first $43,000 plus of wages, versus in Florida, it's only $7,000.
My goodness, that's a big difference.
Well, I'm telling you this because it goes back to your asking about pricing. And so we have to figure in a lot of that. Okay, well, the wage limits are at $43,500, so the employer's stuck with that for the first, you know, until every employee makes $43,500, he's got to pay those those fees.
Right, right.
Or taxes, I should say.
And it's you know, most of their employees, if they have their part-times or some of the full-times, maybe not highly compensated, they're paying that all year long.
Yes.
Now the federal unemployment stays at $7,000 regardless of state. That's the same across the country.
Okay.
But the state unemployment can and does change based on the state.
Okay, well, we've got a question that just came in.
Sure.
When companies go to a PEO, who is responsible for supervising our staff?
It's a great question. And some people will say, I don't want to lose control. Well, you don't.
You don't.
You're responsible for supervising your staff. You're responsible for hiring who you want to hire. We can work with you on you know, managing those employees if you want, as far as progressive disciplines, if there's an issue or, you know, whatever it is, how involved you want us to be. But it's your company. You're hiring.
It's a co-employment relationship. You're taking care of the front of the house. We take care of all the office work.
Right.
I like that.
So you're absolutely in control and supervise your own employees.
Yeah, you run your own business. Now, we have companies that ask us to do their hiring and firing for them. Some companies are not comfortable with firing people or letting people go. And I understand that. And so we'll take that challenge on for them because there again, it's how you do it. And there again, we're back to the keep yourself out of the courtroom.
Right.
Well, and I would imagine that's where your experience and expertise comes in, too, and especially handling tricky, with quotation marks, situations in HR, because things happen. You're employing people.
Yep.
Well, and we're not as volatile. Issues. You know, we're not volatile. You know, you can have some workplace things that happen. An employer is upset with an employee. That's not a good combination for releasing someone from their duties.
Sometimes it's just personality conflict.
Yes. So, and you know, another thing too, a lot of times you may not be suited for this job over here, but maybe you'd really be good over here. So sometimes it's good to evaluate that person and find out, well, is it their job performance in this area or is it something they can't do in another? I mean, you know, you need to look at all the aspects. Because it's easier to keep somebody nowadays.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And having been a CEO in the past, it has been very helpful. Sometimes I start to lose my objectivity when I'm in a situation. When you're in a situation, you get blinders on. So it's been super helpful for me to work with some of the HR companies I've worked with in the past, who are able to come in and do an honest assessment and help me possibly see something I'm not looking at.
Sure.
And a lot of very times, helpful to have that.
And that
outside.
Does happen a lot. A lot of times we, I'll tell Kirk, you take a look at this or you know, and vice versa, because, you know, I look at this stuff on a daily basis and I don't want to miss anything by just.
That's right.
Because
right.
I see it all the time.
Sure. Yeah. That happens all the time, especially when, like you said, you've got 20 things that as soon as you leave their office, they've got 10 things to handle.
Yep. Sure.
So that's very
It happens
common.
Every day when you're in business for yourself.
And
If you got a question for Pep Talk and our friends here at Avalon HR, 850-437-1620.
I want to real quick about the service that we provide. You know, one of the things we've said before, kind of a catchphrase I like to use is we answer the phone. And I had this conversation with somebody that had called us and they were calling another company as well. And, you know, if you want to call a couple of companies and compare us, we welcome it because it just makes us look outstanding when we go up against others. But they, you know, they called us, we answered the phone, we helped them on the first call. Another company, he said, we had to call three or four times before we got a live person on the phone. you know, if you're calling in our business hours from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, you will get a live person on the phone at Avalon HR. So that's a big deal. We had another client that came on board with us first of the year, and I was talking with them yesterday at the chamber lunch I was mentioning, and she was telling me how happy they were with the level of customer service, and they can make one phone call and get something handled. And it's not always an issue. It may be, hey, we need to reassign these people to a different supervisor, mm-hmm. because, you know, those things are set up in the system the way they want them. And they said, we could get that done with one phone call to you guys. We don't have to spend hours on the phone trying to get something handled. So
a dozen emails.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, we have a lot of PEOs in this area,
mm-hmm.
Being that we're close to Mobile and we're relatively close to a lot of areas that have these industries. And a lot of the PEOs locally, there's only about 3 or 4 that are actually local.
Oh, okay. So maybe clarify. Well, what do you mean by that?
The rest of them they have a phone here, and maybe a little office here, but they're actually in Connecticut or they're in somewhere else.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
okay.
So,
Central Florida.
Central mm-hmm. Florida, primarily. A lot of them in the Sarasota area that have offices in this area. And so you can't really get a hold of somebody, but where are you getting them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I need something done today. I need to run over to your office. Well, the next flight leaves, we're here,
mm-hmm.
100 South Pace Boulevard. I mean, we're less than 10 minutes from this studio.
Right.
And it's just easier. It's easier to do business local. It really is.
Okay. And keep everything. If you're spending your hard earned money getting this type of expertise, it's nice to have that expertise local and know that you're dealing with a company that's investing back into the community through our payroll, through our, you know, everything that we do. Everything stays local in this 2-county area. We all live, well, 3. We have one person in Baldwin County and the rest in Santa Rosa and Escambia County.
But that makes a huge difference because you understand the culture, you understand the needs in this area, and certainly have your finger on the pulse of the issues of tax with hospitality, all those different things that actually may not be an issue in Montana.
Right, right.
Well, and that's very true.
You know,
because some of the laws that apply here on a state level may not apply in, let's say, Mississippi.
Right,
right.
You know,
and Alabama.
And Alabama.
Right. Which is our neighbor. So,
yep.
That's very important.
Absolutely. Alabama has a state sales tax. We don't.
Right.
That's true. Yeah,
state
that's
income
very
tax.
True. That's right.
And an income tax.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have to, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
So we have to figure the state income tax for individuals there, whereas that's a moot point in Florida.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have just a minute or so left. Maybe give the information. Golly. I know, flew by again.
I know.
I wish this time went this fast when I was on the treadmill. But it does not.
You and me both. Let me tell you, I'm with you on that. Let's give your phone number out again so folks can reach you, your website, and any other little information you have for us.
We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in lovely Pensacola, Florida. And our phone number is 850-475-1555. And give us a call, drop by. If you want to visit with myself or Kirk, just call the office and we'll be more than happy to go to you.
Yep.
We don't mind if you drop by, but like I said earlier, we like to drop by and visit the business. We can then take a look at it and let's see what we need to do, if there's anything, you know, different about your business that we need to be aware of.
Yep. Well, and having that hands-on is really terrific to
absolutely.
Be able to go in
it
there
really
and actually
is.
Go into the company and see what's what.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, one more time, phone number, website.
850-475-1555. Ask for Kirk or Chip. We'll take care
and
of you.
And it's avalonhr.com.